Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. BJP releases its first list of 88 candidates for Assam Assembly elections. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma to contest from Jalukbari constituency. Party also releases second list of 39 candidates for Keralam Assembly polls. President Draupadi Murmu offers prayers at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya, also installs Sri Ram Yantra at the temple. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says MSMEs are emerging as important pillar of defence manufacturing sector in the country. Government launches Resilience and Logistic Intervention for Export Promotion Scheme to assist Indian exporters affected by West Asia conflict. New Year festivals of Chaitra Navratri, Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre and Sajibu Chairoba being celebrated in different parts of the country today. And in Orleans Masters Badminton, India's Ayush Shetty to take on Yudai Okimoto of Japan in the men's singles round of 16 in France today. And now the news in detail. The BJP has released its first list of 88 candidates for their Assam Assembly polls. Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma will contest from Jalukbari constituency. Former Lok Sabha MP Dr. Rajdeep Roy will fight from Silchar, while sitting Rajya Sabha MP Rameshwar Teli has been fielded from Duliajan seat. Former state BJP chief Ranjit Kumar Das will contest from Bhuvanipur Sorbhag seat, and speaker in the present assembly Biswajit Daimari will fight from Tamulpur constituency. Assam will vote for assembly polls on the 9th of April in a single phase. The BJP has released its second list of 39 candidates for the Keralam Assembly polls. Former state BJP chief Kumanam Rajashekaran will contest from Aranmula seat. Party has fielded Ashwini ML from Kasargod, Renu Suresh from Kongad and B. Radhakrishnan Menon from Changanisari. The Central Election Committee meeting of the BJP was held in New Delhi yesterday, which approved the names. Early this week, the party had released its first list of 47 candidates for the Keralam Assembly polls. Assembly polls will be held in single phase in Keralam on the 9th of next month. The BJP has also announced its candidates for the upcoming Assembly by-elections 2026 in various states. According to the party, Ritesh Ravi Nayak has been fielded from the Ponda Assembly seat in Goa. In Nagaland, Dauchir I. Imchin will contest from the Koridang Assembly ST constituency. In Karnataka, the party has fielded Veerabhadraya Charantimat from Bagalkot Assembly seat, while Srinivas T. Dasakarayappa has been fielded from Davangere South Assembly constituency. In Tripura, Johar Chakravarti has been named as the party's candidate for the Dharmnagar Assembly constituency. The decision was taken at a meeting of the party's Central Election Committee, held yesterday under the chairmanship of BJP President Nitin Nabin. The meeting was attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and other members of the committee. Electioneering intensified in Keralam as last date of filing nominations is 23rd of March. More from our correspondent from Thiruvananthapuram.
Only 2 working days remain for filing nominations after today for the assembly elections in Keralam. Except Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, most prominent leaders have yet to submit their nomination papers. Despite this, election campaigning is already in full swing across the state. The 3 major fronts, the ruling LDF led by CPIM, the BJP-led NDA and the Congress-led UDF, have announced candidate lists for most seats. The Congress is expected to release the second list from Delhi later this afternoon. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
President Draupadi Murmu visited the Ram Temple in Ayodhya and offered prayers at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir today. She also installed a 150 kg gold-plated Sri Ram Yantra as part of special religious ceremonies. The Yantra, based on Vedic mathematics, is designed to generate positive spiritual energy and symbolizes the divine presence of Lord Ram. The 150 kg gold-plated square metal plate features engraved Vedic and Bij mantras. Approximately 6,000 workers, vendors and artisans who contributed to the temple's construction have been invited to participate in the ceremony. We have more from our correspondent.
The president also felicitated workers involved in the temple's construction. Spiritual leader Mata Amritanandmayi also participated in the function along with various saints from UP and Uttarakhand. Shri Ram Yantra, which was worshipped today, was brought to Ayodhya 2 years ago and it was given by Kachi Kam Koti Peeth. Based on Vedic mathematics and geometric patterns, the Yantra is regarded as a sacred symbol believed to channel divine energy and positive spiritual vibrations. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Ayodhya.
The government has launched Resilience and Logistic Intervention for Export Promotion Relief Scheme to support Indian exporters affected by the West Asia conflict. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agarwal said that the government is coordinating with key ministries and overseas missions to support exporters in view of the conflict. Mr. Agarwal said an interministerial group has also been set up under the Department of Commerce to address issues like logistics, warehousing and return of cargo. The secretary admitted that Indian exporters to the Middle East are facing disruptions due to the ongoing regional tensions and impacting shipments and future trade.
In terms of some of the cargoes which needs to come back, in terms of warehousing challenges, in terms of logistic challenges to bring back the cargo back to the market from, we are trying to listen to them and trying to respond to them, work with Ministry of Ports and Shipping, work with Department of Revenue, CBIC, and work with our missions in the Middle East to see whatever help we can extend to our exporters to resolve these issues.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that MSMEs are emerging as an important pillar of the country's defence manufacturing sector. Addressing the National Defence Industries Conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Singh noted that local entrepreneurs, startups and innovators are playing a crucial role in enhancing India's technological capabilities and contributing significantly to the national economy. He highlighted that several MSMEs are actively working in emerging areas such as artificial intelligence, automation, robotics and other advanced technologies.
Our small and medium industries are moving forward with a new mindset and new technologies playing a significant role in making the country self-reliant Atmanirbhar. Seeing the success of IDEX DISC, so far, for the first time, more than 100 challenges are being presented by our defense public sector undertakings. I extend my heartiest congratulations to all the innovators for this new edition of DISC.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. New Year festivals of Chaitra Navratri, Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Chethi Chand, Navre and Sajibu Cheroba are being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Our correspondent has filed this report on the festival of Chaitra Navratri.
Navratri, which means nine nights, is dedicated to the worship of Goddess Durga and her nine forms collectively known as Nav Durga. Each day is devoted to a different manifestation of the goddess, symbolizing power, purity and wisdom. Though four Navratris are observed annually, Chaitra Navratri and Shardiya Navratri are the most widely celebrated. Chaitra Navratri holds special significance as it coincides with the onset of spring and the beginning of the Hindu New Year, symbolizing spiritual purification and new beginnings, which is celebrated in various forms across the country. Devotees observe fast during the 9 days, consuming sattvic food. The festival also marks the worship of the divine feminine power, Shakti. With Rohan Shiva Mishra for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Ugadi, the Telugu New Year, is being celebrated with enthusiasm across Andhra Pradesh. People welcome new beginnings with traditional rituals. More from our correspondent.
Homes, temples and public spaces across the state reflected the festive spirit. Families prepared Ugadi Pachadi and listened to Panchanga Shravanam, symbolizing life's mix of experiences. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu attended the main celebrations in Vijayawada. He greeted the people and extended Ugadi wishes to all. Marking the occasion, he signed a file under the Chief Minister's Relief Fund to release 55 crore rupees as financial assistance to around 6,800 beneficiaries. In his address, the Chief Minister explained the meaning of Ugadi. He said, Ugadi Pachadi reflects both joy and challenges in life. Telugu festivals teach values and promote a healthy lifestyle. He added that many traditions are linked to nature and have scientific significance. He urged people to preserve Telugu culture and traditions. The celebrations also honored talent across the state. Allu Murli, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion of Chaitra Navratri, Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padva, Cheti Chand, Navreh and Sajibu Cheroba. The United States has issued a stark warning to Iran following missile strikes on Qatar's key energy infrastructure as tensions continue to escalate across West Asia. President Donald Trump said Washington would respond forcefully to any further Iranian attacks on Qatari facilities, warning he could blow up Iran's South Pars gas field if such strikes are repeated. More from our correspondent.
Across the wider region, the conflict continues to expand on multiple fronts. In Lebanon, the Israeli military says it has killed more than 20 Hezbollah figures in operations carried out by its 36th Division, alongside intensified airstrike in the south. The campaign has escalated since earlier this week, with Israel launching targeted ground operations against Hezbollah positions, triggering retaliatory missile fire and displacing more than a million civilians in Lebanon. At the same time, Israel has widened its operations against Iran, confirming strikes on northern Iranian targets, including naval assets, marking a significant shift in the scope of the conflict. In the Gulf, countries remain on high alert as Iran ramps up campaign against regional energy infrastructure while accusing neighboring states of supporting U.S. military actions. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Due to the active western disturbance in Himachal Pradesh, snowfall on higher peaks and intermittent rainfall in lower and plain areas has continued over the past 24 hours. This change in weather has led to a drop in temperatures, bringing back a noticeable chill.
In Himachal Pradesh, snowfall has been continuing since yesterday on the higher reaches of districts like Chamba, Kinnaur, Lahaul Spiti and parts of Kullu, while light rain persists in other areas today as well. While the snowfall and rain have brought pleasant coolness in the weather, they have also disrupted normal life in the hilly regions. In view of heavy snowfall and adverse weather forecast, the Lahaul Spiti administration has, as a precautionary measure, closed vehicular movement through the Atal Tunnel Rohtang. In tribal districts, several interior roads have been blocked due to rain and snow, and efforts are underway to restore connectivity. After a long dry spell, this rain and snowfall are being considered beneficial for the agricultural sector. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center Shimla has issued an orange alert for the next 24 hours. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
And in sports news, in Orleans Masters Badminton, India's Ayush Shetty will take on Yudai Okimoto of Japan in the men's singles round of 16 at Palais des Sports in France today. Ayush Shetty advanced to the quarterfinals, defeating compatriot Kiran George last evening. In women's singles, Anmol Karb will take on Tanvi Sharma, while Malvika Bansod will play against Malaysian player Wong Ling Ching this evening. Isha Rani Barua, who also progressed to the round of 16, will now face Canadian player Wen Yu Zhang at the same venue. Earlier, India's Arjun Madathil Ramachandran and Hariharan Amasakarunan have also progressed to the round of 16 yesterday. United States Intelligence Chief Tulsi Gabbard has said that the long-range ballistic missile development program by China, Russia and Pakistan could be the most significant threats to the United States. In a testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee, Gabbard also said that the threats to the U.S. were set to expand collectively from more than 3,000 missiles at present to more than 16,000 missiles by 2035. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP releases its first list of 88 candidates for Assembly elections. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma to contest from Jalukbari constituency. Party also releases second list of 39 candidates for Kerala Assembly polls. President Draupadi Murmu offers prayers at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya. Also installs Sri Ram Yantra at the temple. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says MSMEs are emerging as important pillar of defence manufacturing sector in the country. Government launches Resilience and Logistic Intervention for Export Promotion Scheme to assist Indian exporters affected by West Asia conflict. New Year festivals of Chaitra Navratri, Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padva, Cheti Chand, and Sajibu Cheroba Navre being celebrated in different parts of the country today. And in Orleans, Masters Badminton India's Ayush Shetty to take on Yudai Okimoto of Japan in the men's singles round of 16 in France today. And with that, we end the midday news.